To remind all parties, the call is being recorded at this time. You may now begin.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is the meeting of the CCNSO, Sydney meeting of the CCNSO Council. Who do we have on the phone line?
Hi, Chris. Patrick Hossein is on the phone.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
Anyone else? Okay. So, everybody knows who it is. Yes, but. Hi. Oscar. Oscar, Black and American. Soon they will own the US anyway, so as Eric suggested stuff. Oscar doesn't have a... Oh yeah, there's a chair there. Hi, Oscar. There you go. Well, we don't... Everyone knows everyone, so that's cool. Let's get started. Patrick, I'll do my best to remember that you are there, but if you get missed out on anything, big up.
Okay, well...
Thank you. The first item on the agenda is the formal confirmation of approval of minutes and actions from the council call on the 9th of June 2009. Minutes have already been... No, they haven't. They haven't been. Okay, so that's not on the agenda then. Okay, so we very foolishly had a council call too close to a council meeting. But we will get those minutes out to everybody as soon as we can. The second item on the agenda is working group updates. The first one is the delegation and redelegation working group. Am I doing that? Huh? Or are you doing that? I'm doing it? Okay. And I'm doing that based on an email from Gabby, I think. Is that right? Okay, so we decided in Mexico that we would set up a delegation and redelegation working group, and we approved the charter for that working group. The next step is to confirm the working group members. We put out a call for members, and we had the following. We had a number of volunteers. We had 1, 2, 3. Three from Africa, 1, 2, 3, 4 from EU, no, sorry, Asia Pacific, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from Europe, plus 2 others, 2 from Latin America, and Dottie. So, Leslie, did you want to take the point on this one? I don't think so. Can we have the other mic on, please? Thank you.
Yeah, Chris, as I briefly mentioned to you earlier, I'm aware that there are several other managers who would like to participate in this working group that's about whether we have a PVP, and I would like to encourage us to consider making participation in this as wide as possible so that we get as many views in on this important subject.
Well, we can do that by about how many members were there supposed to be from each region? Two. Okay. Well, I think, look, given the importance of the topic and given that this is going to be a very kind of, you know, working group with people from the GAC watching and everything happening like that, why don't we formally appoint members have an open list and allow anyone to attend calls, phone calls. That seems to me to be the most sensible way of doing it, and people can dip in and dip out if they would like to, and anyone's welcome to contribute. Does that sound fair? Well, in that case, then, I suppose we still need to actually have members, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, is there any reason, Bart, why we can't just appoint all the people who so far volunteered as members? You'll need to amend the charter. Well, I don't think that's hard.
No.
So let's do that then. It's easier than trying to figure out who's going to be a member, that's for sure. So the members of so the proposal would be then that the members of the delegation and redelegation working group would be Vika from South Africa, Paulus from Malawi, Alwin from what else?
I'm
Marlon. Sorry, thank you. Steve Davidson from New Zealand, Dave Lane from Samoa, Bill Sandwich from UA, Tanya Ling from China, Andre from Republic, Slobodan from Serbia, Desiree from Gibraltar, Nigel from wherever he's decided to be from this meeting. Denzel West from .ms, Montserrat, and Juan Carlos Namis from Brazil. Brazil, of course, yesterday. Okay. And Oscar Robles from Mexico and Dottie from GI and me. And the regional observers are all welcome, and so it's going to be a fun ride. Can I just tell you all that we asked Yanis Kartons to provide us with some observers from the Governmental Advisory Committee, which he has now done, Suzanne Sen and Jayanta from Sri Lanka. But there was some disquiet expressed by some members of the Governmental Advisory Committee that the CNSO would dare to to discuss the topic of delegation and redelegation, or perhaps more sensibly put, actually, because that is unfair. Are we not best to just leave this well alone? I went to see them this morning and explained that that may well be the case, but until we've had a look at it, we don't actually know the answer to that. But that they shouldn't be worried that people are going to suddenly come out with a policy that the ACT principles were the paper they were written on or something like that. But I think they're feeling a bit better now, which is good. So can we take that one as resolved? Do we have to have a resolution for the members? No? Just that we recognise it as a member. Excellent, thank
Chris?
You. Yes, Paolo.
An active is same as observer?
Say again?
An active.
Non-active is same as observer, yes. Yes, that solves the problem then. Okay, excellent. The next one. Sorry, Yana.
Sorry if I missed, but the CNSO chair and the vice chair are also members.
I'm sorry, vice chair. The whole purpose of having vice chairs in the first place. The second item on the agenda, or the second item on the working group update, rather, strategic and operational plan working group update, which I assume, Byron, that you will go over to you.
Thank you. As most of you here will recall, we had a discussion at some length yesterday regarding the STRAT planning portion of our activities. We will be synthesizing the comments that came from that session over the next couple of weeks. And we will be providing that back to the community once we synthesize those comments. In addition, we are going to be putting together a survey and asking some questions that, again, we anticipate falling out of the comments. And that should be approximately 4 to 6 weeks before we circulate that back into the community. And we hope to get as much response from all the various community members as possible to that survey. Once we get some results from that, the end goal there will be to produce those results for the SOL meeting and, again, continue to engage the community in a consultative process around what the key elements for the strategic plan should be from our perspective, and then as a committee, encourage the community themselves, everybody individually, to make submissions to the STRAT plan. We are also looking at putting the results of that survey to the council, and then the council potentially has the opportunity to do with it as it will. And that is the update. Oh, yes. Thank you, Bart. And there is one last portion or component. We have a relatively small committee, and given the level of interest that we've heard and the level of effort that we've had to expend thus far and continue to believe we will, we are looking for more volunteer members. So we would like to expand the group, and all are welcome to join the group. You can submit your interest to Bart, and like I say, or Gabby, either or, and we would be happy to welcome new members to the committee. Thank you.
Just to make sure, there is no need to change it.
Thank you, Bart. That's very encouraging news.
I know.
But there will be a call for members?
Yep.
There will be a call for members. Can I just say, I was actually talking to Paul, so I didn't hear if you said it, but you've got to be able to work to be on this committee, right? You've got to be prepared to put in, because it's critically important. Now, we're going to have a slight break in the formal proceedings, because there's a man with a camera over there. did you want to... Can you give that microphone to Paul, please? Sorry, Patrick, you probably have no idea what's going on, but there's a man with a large camera and a light and a CEO with a microphone, so...
And it's that ego, what do you say?
Yeah. You just want me to do my speech again, don't you?
Yeah, I know where you live. sorry to interrupt, but we are doing a sort of a day in the life of ICANN, and we're using an opportunity to walk around and say hello to all different people in places, so that people that outside ICANN or come to the website can get a sense of what an ICANN meeting is like and who's involved and what makes things happen. So this is the Country Code Name Supporting Organisation, members of that esteemed body, and here is their council. I'm now going to pass this to their chair, Chris Despain, and he can explain what they do and who they are.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you. Thank you. Yes, this bunch of very tired-looking people are, in fact, the CCNSO Council. The CCNSO is a body in a supporting organisation, the ICANN structure, that represents Country Code top-level domain managers. We have a very narrow policy remit to deal with matters of global policy that affect CCTLD managers. At least we thought that was very narrow until IDNs came along, and then we discovered that actually there's a huge amount of work to be done. And that basically is one of our main things at the moment is internationalized domain name CCTLDs. But we also work closely with the other supporting organizations and advisory committees. Okay. It's a pleasure.
Your council is from around the world.
Our council is from all around the world, which is why they're so tired, because they've come to Australia.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul. Okay, so where were we? Ah, okay. 2-3, CCNSO GAC Liaison Working Group, that's Keith's update, which he's going to post. He's been running around getting new members for the CCNSO GAC Liaison Working Group, and appears to have done that rather successfully. He should be able to post the details in the next day. Technical Working Group, which I guess is me. I had a meeting with some of the members of the Technical Working Group on Sunday. And I said to them that following the discussions that we had had in the council, we thought that it was probably time to beef up the technical working group. When it was originally set up, it was chartered to do two things, really. One was to organise Tech Day, and the second one, which has got slightly lost in the organisation of Tech Day, was to start considering writing a handbook on CCTLD management that could be used as a resource by the community. Now, for that to happen, and for it to also do some interfacing or liaising with IANA, because now we don't have the IANA liaison working group anymore, clearly it needs to be the charter needs to be redone because it doesn't currently cover that, and B, it needs to be repeopled so that it's got more people, so that there's less work for one or two individuals to do. So they all agreed that was fine, and so basically Bart and Eberhard and Norm will work on the charter, get that to us, and then once we've approved that, which we can do on a telephone meeting, doesn't have to be on a face-to-face meeting, We will then put out a call for new members of the tech committee, and away we go. Is that all right with everybody? Excellent. Andre, meeting program working group.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. I think I had a presentation during the meeting, so I will not repeat it. We just started to work immediately. We have about 10 members plus Gabby is supporting us. We have members from all members are representative of TLDs and regional organization as well. And yeah, we had three teleconferences, and we mainly work on the email list. And actually, I will take the opportunity I can speak. I will just remind all the members of the working group that we have a physical meeting just after this meeting is closed. So please stay in the room. And yeah, that's all.
Thanks. Well, as I said yesterday, I think it's been fantastic. I mean, I think it's been evidence of the fact that we need to have one of these things, and now that we've got it, we'd better keep on doing it. So thank you. Geographic Regions Working Group, we had a report from Dave on, and I don't think we have anything to say about that. It's out of our hands. So looking forward to the next one, Dave, when you'll be 6 months behind instead of 3 months behind. Which brings me to item 3 on the agenda, which is the establishment of an ad hoc working group for draft emergency response plan. Which one of you is going to?
Becky.
Okay, cool. Congratulations, Becky. You need a microphone. Let's move that one across. So this, I imagine, is one of the results of the session today.
As part of our discussions earlier today with respect to preparing an information security incident response plan and beefing up our abilities to respond to things like Conficker in the future, we'd like to create a working group which may or may not need a charter. To begin to develop the plan and to begin to develop the resources that would be part of that incident response plan.
Thanks, Becky. I think it does need a charter, but I think the charter simply needs to say it's an ad hoc working group. Now, because it's ad hoc, therefore, but I think by our rules we probably do, isn't it?
I concur to charter just technical working group.
Yeah.
So that there's a limited scope defined within.
Yes.
Within each.
Yes. But it doesn't need to sort of have, you know, 7 members of the regions, etc. It's going to coalesce around.
Right.
It'll coalesce around an incident rather than around a work plan, I suppose.
I guess my point is, as people on working groups change, you can kind of forget what the purpose of the working group was.
Yeah. Oh, so it definitely needs a purpose. Yes.
It definitely needs a purpose.
Yeah. Ah, so you're going to need to get the microphone, otherwise Patrick won't be able to hear you. No, Bart, behind you. Behind you. That's behind you. Turn around. Well done. Well done. Yeah.
The basic idea is that this working group will produce almost a final report by the SIL meeting. So that needs to be in there as well, and it will be not only for the CCTLD managers. I think there will be a broader involvement or experts from ICANN.
So, fine. So, clearly, something needs to be drafted, and that needs to be done quickly, and then we need to have a council call to agree it.
By email.
Or email or whatever to agree it.
Okay.
Excellent. So, are we comfortable to take that step that we'll start the ball rolling with that? Good. Now, geographic names. You, those of you who have access to your emails will have seen a note called Inputs Using SO to TLD Process, and it is a document that was drafted by Hilda and Annabeth and has been seen by Martin and Rolf and Leslie, I guess. And it is Annabeth and Hilda said to me this morning, look, should we send up our resolution again to the board about geographic names? And I said, well, yeah, we can, but on the other hand, maybe what we should do is try and capture some of the essence of the discussion that we had this morning. and see if we could get that across, that, you know, generic names are generic names and country names, the ones from countries are not, is generic. So I think, I mean, I'm happy to do this now, but others may not be. You may, because it's not short. So would it be okay if we said we'll read it and we'll perhaps email the list if we all agree? Is that okay? Will we try it? Microphone, please.
Can you just present a few conceptual issues?
From the document?
On the subject.
Well, okay, so it's about the fact that there, under the current proposal, you could have a country name as a GTLD, provided you have the consent of the government, or presumably if it actually is the government themselves who are requiring that. And we say that we think that the mere concept of having a country name as a GTLD makes no sense, because it's not a generic top-level domain. It's a country top-level domain, and they can't be generic. We have concerns that...
I was just going to make the point that we discussed this quite fully
yeah.
earlier and at our previous meeting.
Yeah.
And I think the sentiment is that that advice and the resolutions from the council were ignored.
Yes.
And this is a further version.
Building on that. So I think, I mean, Dottie, as you know, we discussed it this morning, and Leslie's right. I mean, we needed to find another way to communicate the message, because the communication really wasn't working. So this, if when you get a chance to read it, basically says why we think really inappropriate for countries to be GTLDs. So what I'd like is to be able to see if we could maybe by the end of tomorrow. Yes, because I can say to the board when I do my CCNSO report, we are finalising a note to you. So by the end of tomorrow, we could actually have agreed this on the list, and then we can send it out to them. As a letter from the council, yes. Okay. Going really well so far. IDN fast track conclusions. I'm not entirely sure what I'm supposed to do about this one, but this is...
If you have no conclusion...
Well, we have no conclusion.
If you have no conclusions, but if you want to discuss it further, that's why I put it on the agenda.
Yes. Does anyone want to talk to anything formal about the IDN fast track, or have you all just had enough of it? You haven't had enough of it. I know you haven't had enough of it. You will never have enough of it. Okay. Look, just for what it's worth, I think that we are getting close to some sort of resolution. Peter did say this afternoon, that's now the third time it's been said, the money is actually less important than the actual agree to abide by the protocols. So given that there seems to be a general acceptance, certainly at least in the IDN community, that current sort of wording, whether it's a tick box or whether it's a document, is livable with, it may be that's done, and it's just our case of seeing if we can come up with the right words to express the voluntary nature of any payment. But other than that, I think that's where we are. Yes, Chan. Can you grab the microphone, please?
Yeah. What I heard is this morning, actually, Kurt said in GSO meeting, we're actually targeting the delegation, the first delegation for fast track CCTLD, IDM CCTLD is going to be in the middle of next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, what are we going to do during this 8-month period? After the meeting?
I have no idea. And I'm quite honestly, if every time somebody says something about timing, you take it to heart and start worrying about it, if you're going to spend all of your life in a state of complete panic. All I can tell you is the same thing I told you today, which is that there is a process that will need to be gone through, and I don't know how long that will take. Assuming the board signs off on it in Seoul, they need to have an application process. The application process will have been set up, and presumably within a reasonable time after Seoul, they will open for applications, and it will then go through the process, and that process will take however long it takes, and then it will go into the IANA process, which takes as long as it takes. But there's no way you're going to get anything other than that, because I can't think. Yes, Leslie.
I was going to suggest maybe the council could just note the continued need for urgency.
Oh, we can do that.
On this matter.
Because it seems to me they have a very clear idea, you know, what I mean it's going to be. So that's why I'm wondering.
Why do you think that?
Because he said, you know, clearly it's going to be, of course, it's, you know, estimated. It's going to be in the middle of next year.
Okay, well, all I can say is that, and thank you, Leslie. I think that we should note the fact that we're still requiring the urgency. I can't comment, Jan, because I don't know. And every time I ask, I get the same response, which is, well, we're working on that, and until we've actually got the implementation, until we know what the final steps are in the implementation plan, we can't actually tell you.
Should we do anything about it, or?
You can ask the question, but it's a bit. But I mean, given that we haven't actually. I mean, the problem is there is an average time that an IANA delegation takes, and I don't know how long that is. Kim would probably be able to answer if he was here, but I don't think it's. Again, it varies because it depends on whether the people are ready and so on and so forth. But if you're pushing, and I understand why you would be doing this, if you're pushing to get a formal date or a document that says from the day that we put in our request for delegation to delegation, it will be 3 months, you won't get that because it doesn't exist now in the ASCII world. You put in your request for delegation and it goes through the IANA process and it comes out of the other end and that's it. So there is currently no fixed timeline, but this certainly isn't going to be. There certainly won't be expected to provide a fixed timeline for this process. And they can only deal with the applications as and when they come in, and they can only do so many of them. You know, not that I'm suggesting they're going to be inundated, because they won't be. But so I think really the way to keep the pressure up is, instead of thinking far forward to what might happen, is actually concentrate on what is happening. Get that fixed, get it approved in Seoul, and then start immediately putting the pressure on them. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay. Anyone else on the fast track? Almost fast track. We have a membership application to be approved from Albania, I guess. We have received the application. Kim has confirmed the usual IANA details are correct. So may I ask Andre to propose, Leslie to second, and may we please formally vote on the resolution that Albania become the 94th member of the city. Patrick, are you in favour of that?
Yes, I am in favour.
Thank you very much, Patrick. I think that's the only chance you're going to get to vote. No, there's a couple more. There's a couple more.
Well, I lost my feed, video feed, so there's no fun otherwise.
Oh, well, that's a shame for you, because it must be fascinating watching me.
It is.
Thanks. I'm very jumpy, have you noticed that? So, Gabby, could you do the usual, put them on the list, etc.? Thank you. It's time. council or a liaison updates, GNSO liaison?
Thank you, Chris. As the council may recall, at the joint lunch session that we had on Monday with the GNSO council, there was a discussion on whether a joint working group to look into certain issues of the common interest, certain issues related to IBM that is of common interest to both councils be set up. Some of the issues that were discussed were such as IDMA standards revisions and variant management at the root. So the GNSO Council has met this morning and they have largely agreed in principle to form the working group. So it's up to now this council to decide whether or not to form this joint working group with the GNSO, as well as to determine who are the working group members.
Thank you. So that just everyone's clear, I know some of you were at the council, the GNSO council lunch, joint council lunch rather. We talked about the fact that there is an overlap on stuff with IDMs, and you know, then that's going to be ongoing. So should we have this joint working group? And what I said was, I asked Jan if she would go away and talk to Edmund and see if they could come together and work out how it would work, etc. So the GNSO is obviously very keen, and that's great. What we will do is that on our next call, Jan will have a discussion about how we'll do this. You can tell us what you think and how your discussions have been, and then we'll decide whether we want to set that up. Is that okay, or have you already done that?
Actually, I already talked to Adamon.
Right.
We discussed about first thing is. What's the target? What's the goal? Basic goal of this working group? Because we want to make that very clear.
Okay.
So basically, we're going to working on the issues of IDN, like the length issue, the length of characters,
yeah.
The variance issue,
yeah.
The IDN protocols. But we're going to limit it. We're going to limit the scope of this kind of idea.
So you still have some more work to do with Edmund to actually come to us with a proposal, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you can do that, if you have a chance to do that before our next call, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yang, if as soon as you concluded something with Edmund, if you would send IBM a copy of what's done, so we can move that in and we maybe add it in the format of work groups and everything else we have.
Sure, but actually one thing he mentioned is there's one more thing GISO would like to add on the target of that working group is they want to discuss of the timeline of the fast track and the IDN and the GTLD, new GTLD. So I said, definitely no. That's not going to be it. It's going to be out of question. So he's kind of gray. So we're going to come back and with a proposal.
Thanks. Thank you. Could somebody pass Ron the microphone so we could get the ALAC back, please? Ron's right here.
Yes, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. My last report to this body was just a couple of weeks ago, so I'm not going to repeat all the stuff that went on there, particularly the history and progress of the ALAC, assuming that everybody heard it or read it or whatever. So this is an update from this particular session here in Sydney. The ALAC is an organization that has a very, very broad base and a very difficult mandate. They have 14 scheduled meetings during these 6 days. Many of them, I might tell you, starting at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I will list a lot of the topics that have been discussed and that I've witnessed. The ALAC Regional Leadership Working Session was an excellent session, bringing together the leaders from the various RELOs in all five regions. The items discussed, and I'm not going to do what I did last time and get tied up in a bundle of acronyms. But the issues that were discussed to a large extent are the same issues that are discussed in this particular community as well. So there's a lot of crossover there. I will talk about a couple of things that were really interesting and I think you'll be interested in. They discussed the real-world effects of users that have lost domains. So they talk about real people and real happenings and not theoretical, and the impact is enormous, I have to tell you. One of the issues that I think was really interesting is that the ALAC have undergone their outside review, which is something that CCNSO is about to embark on. They're quite a long way along. They're at the point where the working group report has been put together and has been presented to, or at this point being reviewed by the board for adoption. The resulting report, the result of this outside review, includes, and these are just some of the items, includes that ALAC should continue their work. If you remember today's introduction to that overview, outside review process, that's one of the issues: should they stay, should they go? Same thing applies to CCNSO. That ALAC should have two seats on the board, the ICANN board. That the ALAC RALO ALS pipeline for information, distribution of information and gathering of data should continue. That the public comment periods on ICANN issues should be 30 days with an optional 15 days in addition, mainly because dealing with that particular community, there's a lot of translation and interpretation, and that's taking time through the ICANN staff process. And to get that information back often takes much longer than the period available. Their current goal is now to have one ALS in every country. At the moment, there are more than 100 at-large structures, more than one in some countries, and so there are certainly a lot of countries left without them. But that is their current goal. By the end of this week, I think, we will know whether the new report has been adopted. Another issue that came up that is of particular interest is the relationship of ALAC to the CCNSO. I was questioned on CCNSO policies, and I advised the ALAC Assembly that I attend ALAC Council teleconferences and the face-to-face meetings as an observer, and that I don't speak for CCNSO or for any of the CCTLDs. I did, however, say that I'd bring their concerns to this body, and some of the questions that were asked are, one, is the CCNSO considering a global policy of implementing DNSSEC amongst our members? Two, the same question regarding IDN. Three, many European governments are considering the implementation of filters and blocking technology for domain names to prohibit access to harmful content sites and to prevent illegal transactions. What are CCNSO guidelines to our members on that issue? Obviously, I can't answer these, but I did say I would bring them to CCNSO. Four, they expressed a mutual interest in involving individual users in our respective, quote, houses. The local internet community should be important to CCTLDs. At-large structures are the organizations of individual users that are the building blocks of the at-large. ALAC would welcome any help from the CCNSO and any individual CCTLD managers in connection to any relevant user organizations to bring them to their attention. ALAC will be pleased to introduce ALSs to BCCTLD managers. 5, they questioned the possibility of mutual assistance in outreach programs. There are CCNSO member CCTLDs in countries where there are no ALSs. And there are ALSs in countries where the CCTLD is not a member of the CCNSO. Is there anything that we could do together, maybe to help each other increase our memberships? These exchanges have led to a meeting scheduled for tomorrow between Chris, Cheryl Langdonore, the ALAC chair, myself, and my ALAC counterpart, Rudy Basnick, beside me, to discuss this relationship, or these relationships, the relationship between the two constituencies, and the role of the liaison should play in that.
Thank you, Rob. May I ask you, please, you would be kind enough to send us that, those notes, preferably typed. That's okay. Just because I think that would be very useful to be able to do. And we will be discussing stuff irrespective of my meeting with you and Cheryl. Oscar had a question.
Yes, thank you very much for this report. I have several questions, but at least two poly questions. One is, do they have an actual plan of how to have these at large structures in every country, or do they just want to have them?
I think that perhaps we can ask my counterpart. Tell me about the plan.
Briefly,
I just need to know
very shortly. As we are trying to get as much ALSs as possible in each country, we do this through our regional organizations we have in ALAC, 5 regional organizations. We call that the RALOs, and each RALO has the responsibility to look for more participation in the region. So that's the action we have ongoing already. Bringing together the ALSs and the CCTLDs is a new plan which we just brought up during this ICANN meeting, and it's a plan we want to work on very soon.
Thank you, Rudy.
Thanks. I suppose that we could have access to that plan.
Well, we'll talk to, yes, and I'll talk to Cheryl tomorrow, and we'll work out what's actually going on to this first article. Anyone else want to say anything? Well, thank you, Ronnie. And if you wouldn't mind, if you have a chance, just sort of sending that to us as a note, that would be really helpful.
Yes, I will do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really too. Okay. That's our liaison update. Thank you very much. We now have 2 resolutions to pass, and then any other business. The 2 resolutions are, we still haven't formally passed our thank you to Demi. We did it. We talked about doing it, then we said we would do it at this meeting, and we would also show an expression of our appreciation, which we did last night at the CCNSO dinner. But there still needs to be a formal resolution. The resolution says the council resolves to express its deep appreciation to Demi Getchko for his service to the community as a CCNSO elected representative to the ICANN board from 2005 to May 2009. Demi's depth of knowledge and quiet wisdom on DNS matters, issues facing CCTLD managers, has been invaluable. Anybody have Oscar? Anyone got any comments to make before I put the resolution? You want to propose it, Oscar?
Yep.
Proposed? Would like to second it. You're up. Thank you. I propose that we pass the resolution. Motion. The second one is the council resolves that it is delighted, apparently. Delighted that Michael Silver has been appointed to the ICANN board as a CCNSO elected representative and wishes him well in his role. So we can formally do that. Becky, thank you. Andre, thank you. And thank you very much. That? Yes, Peter. Yes, Peter.
Can I, as observer, make maybe a somewhat unpopular comment after this resolution?
Yes,
observer. It is not the first time that I failed to show up during sessions that we planned specifically to have an exchange of views with him as our board representative.
Really?
So, from my perspective, I really appreciate if we see more of him.
Okay. Yes, Leslie.
I'd just like to build on that comment by suggesting that maybe we need to think about how we can maximise those opportunities for the benefit of the CCNSO, maybe by thinking about questions beforehand, etc., and issues that we want to cover.
Thank you for reminding me, but it's downhill under any other business. Okay, well, let's take that one then, since that one is actually the possibility, and again, this will be something for a call, possibility of a board liaison a board liaison working group that is actually charged with much the same way that the program working group isn't responsible for actually making the agenda and the program. That's actually the board liaison working group's job is to think about what stuff we're going to talk to the board about, what the issues are, synthesize them, summarize them, make papers about them, and then bring them to the meeting. So if I can just plant that as a possibility for us to think about at our next meeting. I have one more item, but before I get to that, does anyone else have any other business or anything that they'd like to say? Yes.
Not being in my capacity as a liaison, just thinking for the joint working group to look into the IDN issues that are common among the two, just among CC and G. I wonder if the council can decide whether or not to go ahead first with the working group, and the charter and the goal and objective can come in later as Jane and Edmund can so that they can start to work on the issues.
Well, no, we need to get clear first that we're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We're not at the stage yet that you're at, so the G's are at. So I'm sure it's going to be a problem, but I think we just need to get clear first that we're
I agree. But the thing is, let's say if I get back with you, probably I could get back to you probably in a couple of days, actually.
Sure.
Are we going to wait until next council meeting to discuss it? Because I emphasize this to Edmund. We don't want this process to delay our fact check, definitely. So any report, any resolution we come out with, that working group should be before the Seoul meeting.
Okay.
So if we're going to wait until a month later to discuss, if the possibility.
No, I think
we're
we
going
can
to
do it. I think we can do it on the list.
Okay.
So but it depends on what you come back and say, but I think we can do it on the list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a proposal to make for Seoul. Well, certainly with a goal, the goal would be to try and do this in Seoul. I think it would be CCNSO could hold a youth forum in Seoul. The idea would be that what you do is each of the regional organisations would find two or three 15 to 21 year old internet savvy people. We would put them together online for a month before the meeting and ask them to come up with an agenda for their forum. We would pay for them to come to the meeting, and let's not worry about how we do that for a moment because I actually don't think that's even a tiny problem. We would pay for them to come to the meeting, and on Wednesday afternoon, assuming it starts on a Monday, on a Wednesday afternoon, 2 hours or 3 hours, we would have them tell us what they think the internet's going to be like in 10 years' time and what they think it's important for us to be thinking about. The CCNSO-driven thing, and I think it's something that we could probably do by the time we get to Seoul, provided we start working on it reasonably quickly. But comments, thoughts? Sorry to throw it on you, my bad. Yeah.
Other than coming personally to the meeting in Seoul, would remote participation be considered as well? So as also at the same time to increase the amount of participation.
I think we can do remote participation. Yes, of course we can do remote participation. But as well, it is powerful having the people here, but of course you can have remote participation.
Anybody else want to say something?
Nothing?
Yeah. You're breathing in as if to speak.
Well, it has been the practice not to allow children to come to the ICANN meetings.
And it has?
Yes, it has.
Yes,
Oh, in New Zealand, no children were allowed to even the games, to even go bowling during the activities.
Okay.
They said no kids. So there aren't too many children. You don't see many children coming here. And I think that, that since that's been the practice.
Except for the CCTLD managers, of course, who behave like.
I think you need to think about that. Because once it's opened up to young people, they're going to inundate us and outnumber us.
Fantastic. Brilliant. They've got more energy, more stamina, more understanding, and far better ideas. Brilliant. Leslie.
I have a child who'd love to come here, I'm sure. I was just going to make a point that I think the strategy discussion the other day, several people made the point that the next generations are kind of younger than we all are and may be able to contribute to that discussion with the issues from their perspective. And I think that would be tremendously informative, I would hope. I would also add that I'm aware there is an initiative, because the Nominet Trust is funding part of it, to have a youth IVF, that's being led by a charity from the UK, and I see this as being quite similar, and actually hopefully engaging the next generation would be beneficial to all.
Thank you. We're not going to make a decision today, because we obviously need to do some research beforehand. We may have to adjust the age because of legal restrictions or whatever that it may be. But nonetheless, if everyone's reasonably comfortable, at least we should find out more about it. What we'll do is, in time for the next council meeting, put together a paper that suggests this is how it could be run, this is roughly what it was going to cost, this is how we think we could fund it, all of that stuff. And then work go from there. Is that okay with everybody?
Yep.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Youngham, yeah. Sure. There you go. Okay, that's fine.
I was just wondering, since ICANN has held several sessions on IDN and cost, sessions related with IDN and cost, how are we going to deal with that at all, is my general question. And if yes, how? And with regard to one of the things that were mentioned in terms of a cost recovery mechanism for the processing, IDNs, the processing of IDNs, which was mentioned as 1-3%, and Chris, you actually mentioned that the leaders of the IDN process had suggested it and were okay with it. Yeah, and I just wanted to formally state that I didn't know that KI was excluded in the leadership group, because KI has never agreed or mentioned or anything.
No, you haven't, you're quite right.
Right,
but we've had discussions about this, and your view is different. I was delivering the information that the majority of people.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that KI did not mention anything related with a percentage of revenue.
No, absolutely not. I agree. I'm not sure I actually got your first question. Are we going to do something about what about money?
The fact that the ICANN budget specifically mentions these utility portions, and there is a clear expectation by the ICANN that that the CC community would do something about it.
Yeah, well, that's right. And if you recall the discussions yesterday with Kevin, what we agreed was that what we, you know, the room kind of agreed was that he was going to go away and come back with the more, with the additional items of information that we asked him for. And then once we got that, then we would work out what the next steps were. Because right now, although all the information we've been sent is very useful and very interesting, we're still waiting for a bit more. Once we've got that, then we can decide how we're going to move forward with it. I mean, my sense of it is that that the SOP committee will at least be involved on the basis that we're talking about money and budget forms part of the operating plan. Stop looking like that. I saw that. That's why you need more members. Byron?
Yes, and also it the budgeting side is actually not in our mandate, and
okay.
They appear to be trying to co-opt the committee to
right?
be the
okay.
catalyst for that discussion, and it is not, in fact, in our mandate,
okay.
So we have had some general discussions about it.
Well, we may want to yet another.
I think that that's probably the way to go, because the strategy
right.
committee has got a fair amount of work on
no,
it.
I acknowledge that. I mean, that's an ongoing. Oh, hello, that'll be my phone. Okay. I'll call you back. Turn it back on again. I'll turn it back off again. Okay. Are we done? Any other business? Last call? Okay, in that case, I will formally close the Sydney Council meeting. Thank you all very much for coming. I'm in favour of young people too.
Well, the same here.